au.
2CH.
Home cooking,
and now cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, we're giving away a prize for two to Mauritius. I've been wrongly telling people that the winner will be announced next Monday. We're going to do it again next week. So it'll be Monday the 11th of July.
Uh-huh.
We'll make the announcement. You went there once, didn't you?
I did. I went there quite a while ago, 1988, when the big ships were coming around from England. They stopped off at Mauritius on their way to Sydney for the big bicentenary celebrations. And look, it's a beautiful tropical island. Love the sugarcane fields. It's very green. And these days, I know there's some fabulous resorts. There were good resorts then, but they're even better now. And I know that a lot of, royalty and high-flying people from Europe and England love to go there for their holidays.
I should tell you that you brought me back a T-shirt with Mauritius written on it. I wore it to my club, and they threw me out because it didn't have a collar.
I'm sorry about that.
I bet
my fault, you got thrown out.
They've changed their views today. Things are a bit tough in the local clubs now.
Indeed. Anyway, beautiful tropical isle.
You have a special story to tell us about a wonderful fellow who wanted to make bread.
Well, actually, it reminds me of the story I told you a while back about Paddy the Baker, the Irish baker who started making Irish breads here.
Yes.
This fellow is a guy called Kerry Connell who wanted to bake Italian-style bread at his grandparents' bakery and grocery store, which is in Ballater. Now, Ballater is right up in northern New South Wales, northwest New South Wales, near Moree. And he was all fired up because I think he was almost retired at this stage, and his sons, Andrew and Christian, said they'd get behind him and that they'd help him. And in 1998, Andrew went off to San Francisco, because he had a better idea than his father. He wanted to see how they made that wonderful sourdough bread that San Francisco's famous for. And he met one of the master bakers there, Chad Robertson, learned how to make their sourdough bread, their style, came back with a small jar of the sourdough starter, bought a $500 bread mixer, set up the business in the Ballater Bakery, the old Ballater Bakery, and they started baking these breads with their father, and then they'd go up from Terrigal, because they were living in Terrigal at the time, the whole family. They'd go drive up to Ballater. They'd spend 2 or 3 days baking their breads, then they'd drive it all the way back down. The father, Kerry, would then go to the Paddington markets and sell it there. Now, that's how they started. So they were doing these 1,000-kilometre round trips, you know, once a week, baking the breads in between.
They deserve to be a success.
Well, they now have five cafes and bread outlets in Sydney, but they just opened this incredible, sensational new headquarters out at Alexandria in Birmingham Street, and you can go there now and see the breads being baked and have wonderful coffee. They've got single origin coffee there, and it's just a fantastic rags to riches story.
Okay.
And I love these stories.
So do I. What's the address?
Okay, Birmingham Street, Alexandria is one. I've got all the info on my webpage. They've also got an outlet in Glebe Point Road, Glebe. They've got one in Paddington, one in Bondi. I can't remember the exact number of the streets.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, it's a lovely story. Now, what is it, next week?
Next week, kids' cooking classes. It's July school holidays. They start up. On Monday, I'm actually doing a couple of cooking demos at the St Ives Shopping Centre, and then I've got classes Wednesday, Friday, and the following week. They go for 3 hours, and they're in a lovely domestic setting in my house, surrounded
yes,
by a beautiful
I was saying,
garden.
Yes, well, they feel more comfortable there, don't they?
Yes, since MasterChef Junior Chef started up, everyone's doing kids' cooking classes, but they're doing them in sort of fairly industrial settings.
Yes.
The difference is that, you know, I offer my home, and the kids don't feel sort of overwhelmed by, you know, sort of being amongst steel and...
And how many things?
That industrial setting.
Mm. How many things do they learn to cook?
Okay, so we do four dishes. We do two savoury and two sweet, and it goes for 3 hours. And then we sit down and they eat everything that we've cooked together. And they love that part of it, of course. But they also love the cooking as well.
And are you running a little competition?
And I'm running a little competition for the kids. Kids aged between 8 and 12, a year either side, to send me their favourite recipe with a photo of the finished object. I know kids these days can do all these things. If they can contact me through my webpage. And the one who wins, because it finishes on July the 24th, this competition, will get a copy of my mini chef book.
Okay, that's lovely. Now, what's your recipe for today?
Okay, so my recipe is a fairly straightforward one, but it's delicious. It's burgers with beetroot relish. And it comes from a book called Money Saving Meals. Now, I know that will interest your listeners. Shop Smart, Cook Smart, Eat Smart. It's by Philippa Sandel and Diane Temple. And as they say, homemade burgers are much healthier, tastier and cheaper than takeaway varieties. And this is a truly Aussie one because it's made with the beetroot relish so that the beetroot doesn't slide out, you know, onto your lap when you're eating it.
Love beetroot. Okay, it's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.